Hey, this is Galen from the Dad Rocks Podcast here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Thanks for tuning in today. So sit back and relax, and we'll be right back with you with this month's episode. Good morning, everybody. This is Galen with the Dad Rocks Podcast here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. This is the April edition, 2024 episode, and I hope you're doing well wherever you're at in the world. It's springtime here in Bowling Green. Got a lot of green in Bowling Green right now, a lot of blooms, and you know, the trees are like just blooming out everywhere in the bushes, and a lot of bumblebees flying around. You go outside, the grass is green, and in my front yard I've got a redbud tree. Of course, it's got a lot of pink blooms on it. And then I got a crabapple tree, and it's kind of a pinkish red, blooms all over. And then the Japanese maples leaves are coming out, and they're kind of brownish maroon. And then we got a dogwood, and it's doing great. It's got a lot of yellowish blooms, and you know, the bright yellow inside, the yellow whitish leaves there. And yeah, all the rose bushes have come out. We had some tulips. Of course, they got cut down yesterday. My dog, Australian Shepherd, Jude, was laying on the porch, and then here comes another dog. It's not on a leash from across the street, and Jude jumped down and you know, wanted to see what's going on, and obviously the leash just kind of cut him off, you know, the tulips there by the walkway. But anyway, yeah, that happens. You know, you got to keep your dog on a leash. You know, in Bowling Green there is a leash law. You know, it's best to, if you're going to take him for a walk, have him on a leash. Keep him penned up in the house or the backyard, because it's dangerous. Even though the streets are posted for 35 miles an hour around here, you know, they don't always drive 35. They may go 55, 65, you know, down 35 mile an hour roads. Or so that means your dog could get run over and killed, obviously. So yeah, try to, yeah, always keep your dog on a leash or in the house or in the backyard penned up. Anyway, yeah, it's warm weather. Currently is 68 degrees here in Bowling Green. Gonna get up to a high of 75, and I think we had a low of 45 last night early in the morning. And let's see what else is going on in the weather wise here in Bowling Green. Let's see. Yeah, we got a line of storms moving out from out west, coming in California. That started, of course, everything starts in California, moves east. And the trends, you know, like $20 an hour for fast food workers right now. They just passed the law. They're starting to make it $20 an hour. So, I wonder if it's going to happen in Bowling Green, you know, here in Kentucky. But anyway, yeah, the storm's moving in. It'll be coming in this evening. Let's see. And going to be raining basically all day long. And you can hear the train in the background there. Let's see. And looking at the radar, currently the storms are out like Missouri, Arkansas, Northwest, like that. And the winds are 13 miles an hour right now. And then it's going to be a precip 59% this afternoon and 66% this evening. So yeah, I'd say those storms and rains are going to be happening this afternoon and tonight. Pretty bad. Strong winds have hit North Texas town overnight. But severe storms across the U.S. There's a story on the AccuWeather on the Yahoo app. So be prepared. I don't know what's going to happen. Today it just says it's going to be cloudy with a high of 74. and a 59% chance of precip. Winds variable at 14 to 21 miles per hour. And tonight there's going to be a 66 chance of precip. Winds variable 9 to 17 miles an hour. So it's not going to be too severe here in Kentucky, South Central Kentucky. But, you know, it's always best to be prepared no matter what. Currently it feels like 64 degrees. Humidity is going to be 87% today. Visibility 9 miles. So most of us don't fly airplanes around here. So we're not too concerned about the visibility. And we're not on mountains. But anyway, yeah, everything's going great. You know, here in Bowling Green, again, we're loving the spring weather. And those sunny days we have, we love sunshine. let's see. Yeah, the Dad Rocks group is doing great. We got almost 3,000 members. Please keep inviting your family members and friends and, you know, anybody, co-workers, invite them to the group. You want to keep the group growing, keep the ball rolling. And I want to thank Britt Moore, the co-administrator down in South Haven, Mississippi. And we got a lot of members down in that area. That's where I'm from originally, Memphis, North Mississippi. And of course, I went down to Ole Miss, Oxford. That's where I went to college. Got a lot of members and from that area also. That's only about 80 miles south of Memphis. And we've got a lot of members in Bowling Green, you know, here in Kentucky. And appreciate you all being members of the Dad Rocks group. And basically, we got members all over the country, United States, all the way from Washington, Oregon, all the way down to Florida, Miami, across the East Coast, all the way back to the California and Midwestern plains. So yeah, the group's growing. And then we got international members, people from all over the world. So you know how social media is, Facebook, it's a global thing, you know, that we live in today's world. So, and the main thing about Dad Rocks, we like to keep it positive, no negativity, no fighting, no BS, where everybody gets along. And we love classic rock music. That's what it's all about, talking about music. And you know, everybody posts their favorite rock videos, stories, pics, cartoons, whatever. Got a lot of nostalgia things from the past, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. A lot of us are baby boomers in the group. We remember the things from the 60s and 70s, and you know, food, TV dinners, cartoons on Saturday morning, whatever, you know, things like that. So it's a real cool group, you know, to remember that stuff. But anyway, I hope you're doing well again, like I said, wherever you're at the world. And you know, there's a lot happening. You can just turn the ABC news on, World News at Night, or any other news channel at night and see what's going on. A lot of conflict, a lot of fighting, election years heating up, Trump versus Biden, you know, an election year. Maybe they should just put him in a boxing ring with some gloves on and see who who would win. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. We could get Joe Rogan to be the you know, the moderator or the, you know, the MC, whatever. maybe he could interview him on his podcast. You know, Biden and Bush and. I mean, not Bush, Biden and Trump, and talk about their fighting techniques, you know. So, since Rogan, you know, he's a martial arts expert, as well as, you know, UFC, ultimate fighting, you know, expert. So, yeah, it's cool. He knows a lot about that stuff. But anyway, I'm just kidding. No, we want Trump and Biden to be fair, not to pull any punches, no pun intended, you know. Hey, let's be fair, let's be honest, let's don't be fighting dirty, okay? Let's just get through it, all right? Meantime, most of us in the Dad Rocks group, we're gonna just listen to our classic rock music, chill out, have fun, grill out on the backyard deck, cook hamburgers, you know, steaks, whatever, on the grill, and drink our libations, you know, whether it be wine, beer, whatever, tea, Coke, soda, water, and just chill, you know, hang with the family, have family and friends over, picnics, cookouts. That's what it's all about. Yeah, and Dad Rocks. All right, well, this is Galen with the Dad Rocks podcast here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And stay tuned. We got a great second segment here. Going to be talking about the classic rock song by April Wine. Yeah, April Wine. This is the appropriate band for the appropriate season. Spring, April. This is the, like I said, the April edition. We're going to be talking about that classic rock song, I Like to Rock. Yeah, that's a cool song. All right, we'll be right back with you. Thanks for tuning in to the Dad Rocks podcast today. Sit back and relax. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back to the Dad Rocks podcast. This is Galen. I'm over here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. This is the April edition of the spring episode 2024. And let's see, we're going to jump into our rock song inquiry. I'll be talking about April Wine, April Wine's I Like to Rock song. And remember, I always read from Wikipedia. This is verbatim, nothing original material here. None of it's mine. I'm just reading from Wikipedia. And so let's see what it says. I Like to Rock is a song by Canadian rock band April Wine, written by primary lead singer and songwriter Miles Goodwin. And the song appears on the band's eighth studio album, Harder, Faster, 1979, as the second single. The song features Miles Goodwin's rough and ready vocals over the band's well-known combination hard rock and blues rock. And here's some quick facts about the song. It's on the B side of the song. The single was Ladies Man, released in 1980. The song was recorded at Le Manoir Studios. I think that's where Rush recorded some of their albums, like Moving Pictures. Of course, it burned down later on in the 2000s, late 2000s. It was on the lake up there in Canada, the studio was. And the genre is hard rock. The length is 4 minutes and 23 seconds long. The label is Aquarius and Capitol. Songwriters, Miles Goodwin. Producers, Miles Goodwin, Mike Stone, Brian Greenway. And the singles chronology is Say Hello, 1980. I Like to Rock, 1980. Just Between You and Me, 1981. And they had a music video, I Like to Rock, on YouTube. You can find it. And the song was a moderate success when released in 1980, reaching number 75 in Canada, number 86 on the Billboard Hot 100, and number 41 on the UK singles chart, their highest peak in the UK. It has gained substantial popularity internationally since the 1980s, becoming a mainstay on April Wine's set list. The song is arguably the band's signature song and has become a staple of classic rock and album-oriented rock radio stations in both the United States and Canada. And here's the content. Like many of the group's other songs, I Like to Rock is sung by Miles Goodwin, accompanied by blues rock, electric guitar, and hard rock sounds. The final verse of the song includes the main guitar riff to the Beatles' Day Tripper and the Rolling Stones' I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Played simultaneously in homage to these bands. The lyrics, I Like to Rock, have Miles Goodwin, lead singer, sing about his love of rock music, while the chorus sings, I Like to Rock, and Some Like It Hot Baby. The lyrics also refer to partying late at night and singing in front of large crowds at concerts. The music video for I Like to Rock was directed by Brian Greenway, the band's main guitarist, who also directed the music videos for Just Between You and Me and Enough is Enough, and features the band's playing the song inside a recording studio located in the woods. The same location Lee's studio would be used in the video for the song Tom Sawyer by fellow Canadian rock band Rush. The 1981, we just talked about that a minute ago. And let's see, you can get more info on the charts on the Wikipedia, you know, insert here. And then Enclaves got the Q rank number 65 on the list of 150 Canadian best songs of all time, and then Rock Classics ranked it 94th greatest Canadian rock song. And then there's a little small section here at the bottom. I Like to Rock was used in the films Flower and Garnet, Gutterballs, High Life, and Drive Angry, as well as SIE6 of Be and Erica, titled Something Wrong With, as well as the 2010 comedy television special Kids in the Hall, Death Comes to Town. The song was also mentioned in an episode of Trailer Park Boys, in which Ricky requested Alex Lifeson perform the song. So, anyway, there's more references at the bottom, and it's a great rock song. You know, like they said, it's gaining more popularity through the years in the classic rock genre. Lots been posted a lot through the years in Dad Rocks the last 4 years. That's a favorite. So check it out if you never heard it. It's on YouTube. The rock video, where it's recorded in that studio in the woods where Rush recorded Tom Sawyer. And of course, you can find it on all your Bluetooth music apps, things like that. And you hear it probably on, most likely on rock radio. I know D93 here in Bowling Green plays it quite a bit. And yeah, that's a great rock song, very catchy, and brings back the memories from the rock days, from the 70s and 80s when we were all younger. All right, well, this is Galen with the Dad Rocks Podcast. Thanks for tuning in today, and thanks for listening to the April 2024 edition. Happy Easter to you. That was just the other day. I hope you were able to get out and be with family and friends, whether you went to church or had a cookout or went out to a restaurant, and enjoyed each other's company and the spirit in the sky. You know, that's what it's all about. All right, take care. Have a great day. And we'll see you next time. And see you later. Goodbye. We'll be right back.